With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. When you think of the types of people who use public assistance programs like food stamps or Medicaid, who do you imagine? A new report shows that the population that uses these programs is diverse. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton explains.
The report is from the Headwaters Foundation, a Missoula nonprofit focused on increasing access to health care. It looks at who receives benefits from programs that assist people in poverty. Think Medicaid, temporary financial assistance, and food programs for families and children. Missoula economist Bryce Ward said he had a particular reason for writing this report.
There appears to be a persistent belief among some parts of the population that people who receive these types of benefits are largely not working. One of the main messages of this report is that's simply not true.
Most people who don't work at all or part-time and receive government benefits are disabled, elderly, or are full-time caretakers for family members who fall into those categories. Just 2% are single, able-bodied adults who don't have a job. That data could be important for lawmakers who are likely to discuss work requirements as they decide whether to renew Medicaid expansion next year. Ward says about 40% of people who participated in their survey reported income below the poverty line but aren't enrolled in any public assistance programs. He says there are several reasons: fear of stigma, complicated applications, and renewal forms. Most people who do utilize these programs are on them for less than 2 years. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.